So let's read this story from the Bible. I'm going to read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. And then I'm going to ask some questions just to check that you've been listening. And there is chocolate in it for you. Again, there's a theme running here. So not just, you don't have to come up the front this time. You just have to put your hand up and tell me the answer. So are you ready? Yes, you are. Okay, let's go. So this is Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates my Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Were you listening? You looked like you were listening. Right, let's see. For how many days did Jesus appear to his followers after the resurrection? Yes.
40.
40, well done. Give him a clap. Jesus told them not to leave Jerusalem. What should they do instead? Don't leave Jerusalem, but wait. Well done. Did you remember what he said wait for? You can still keep the chocolate. That's fine. What were they going to wait for? Yeah, that's it. Wait for God to give them the present. That's brilliant. And the present was the Holy Spirit. Give them a clap. What would they receive when the Holy Spirit came on them? You will receive what when the Holy Spirit comes on you? Yes. Well done. Power. Give her a clap. Okay. Where would they be Jesus' witnesses? There are four answers to this, so four chocolates. I'm quite glad I bought a whole box full. Where would they be Jesus' witnesses? Yes.
Samaria.
Samaria was one, well done. Oops, sorry. Yeah. Jerusalem, well done.
Israel?
Israel was the whole area. And because you've already got a chocolate, I'm not going to give you one, but that's not too bad. Yes. Judea, well done. And... oh, Emma's got a hand up. Yeah. To the ends of the earth. Give them all a clap. That's right. Emma looks for her notes. Yeah. Now, the Thursday just gone, was Ascension Day. And that's the day when Christians remember Jesus saying goodbye to the disciples and being taken up into heaven. So Jesus died. He rose again on the third day. I'm out of breath now. He died. He rose again on the third day. He appeared over 40 days to his disciples. And then there came the time when he had to go back up to heaven to be with the Father. But he didn't just leave them on their own. When I think about the disciples looking up into heaven, seeing Jesus going up into the sky, I think about... when I was little and we used to go and visit my grandma and granddad in London, and whenever we were going to leave, we'd be driving off down the road in the car, and she'd be standing in the middle of the road waving like this to say goodbye to us. And I used to think, that's not terribly safe. But goodbyes are really important, aren't they? And this is Jesus' goodbye to his disciples. Just before he said goodbye, he gave them this big job to do. He said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the city where they were at the time. In Judea, that's basically the local area around Jerusalem. In Samaria, now Samaria was where a lot of people lived that the Jews didn't really like. They didn't approve of them. So the story of the Good Samaritan is about someone from Samaria who did something really good, and that was a surprise. And then also to the ends of the earth. So in other words, Jesus said, go everywhere and tell people this amazing news about me. And Jesus wants us to share our faith in him with other people too. So obviously we don't live in Jerusalem, but we have people very close to us where we are, and Jesus wants us to share our faith with them. But this can be really hard, can't it? Because our family or our close friends usually don't really appreciate it when people try to convert them. I don't know if any of you have experienced this before. So when I first became a Christian, I was living with my parents. I was in my early 20s. And I became a Christian, and I really wanted my parents to know God as well and to come to church with me. And so I told them, I went on and on and on about at them. I said, why don't you come to church? Why don't you come to Alpha? Try to make them come to the Christmas services. And funnily enough, they didn't really appreciate that very much. Fortunately, eventually, I calmed down a bit and realised that that wasn't very kind. And I wonder, maybe you know people in your family or at school or at work who don't know Jesus. And you don't want to hassle them. You don't want to do what I did. But you want them to know God in the way that you know him. What do you do? We'll think about that in a little while. Jesus wants us to share our faith in our local area. For the disciples, that was Judea. For you guys, that's Southwood and Ferrers. And I know that this church does lots of different things to try and tell people in this area about Jesus and invite them to know him. So I think you have Messy Church. I've seen it on Facebook a lot. And obviously there's Brigade, which is fantastic. It's great to see all the Brigade people here this morning. And I'm sure there are lots of other things that you do that I don't know about. But we're also called, Jesus also asks us, to share our faith in Samaria, or in other words, with people who maybe we don't get on with very well, or people who are quite difficult to share faith with, people who don't respond very well maybe. And I've been given permission to just share this this testimony, this story. It's written by a teenager in my church, and she was happy for me to read this to you. So she finds it really difficult to share her faith. She said, being someone who struggles to find and keep friends, I felt that religion was just another reason why people might not befriend me. I had told one of my friends who was really poorly that I was praying for her. She then told me, if your God existed, I wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. I'd be better and able to live a normal life. This was hard for me as I knew God had the power to heal her, although God was not answering my prayer. At Scouts and Cubs, I'm not allowed to talk about my religion as it would be promoting one religion over the other. Sometimes I talk about my religion with my Jehovah's Witness friends, although she tends to tell me that my religion is wrong. So this is somebody who's really trying to tell others about Jesus. She's trying to be sensitive and finding it really hard. And sometimes it's hard to share our faith. But Jesus promises to help us. He promised to help his disciples, and he promises to help us too. He said to his disciples, wait in the city until the Holy Spirit comes. And then 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came with great power and filled the disciples. And instead of sitting in a locked room, terrified that something bad might happen to them, they went out and they told people that Jesus was alive. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, which is when Christians remember the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so that's a wonderful day of remembering that the Spirit is with us and he gives us power. Jesus didn't just promise to help the disciples, but he helps us too by the power of the Holy Spirit. He promises that he will send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person, but a person who brings the power and the presence of Jesus to us. Now, that doesn't mean that we'll become supermen or superwomen, but it means that we will be people who can let Jesus work through us. Because actually, Jesus doesn't give us a big job to do. He asks us to help him with his big job. It's his responsibility. Telling others, everybody in the world hearing about Jesus, is actually Jesus' responsibility to make that happen. And he asks us to help him. So that might be living a Christian life in front of people, people at school or people at work. We won't be perfect, but people will see Jesus working in our lives if we let the Holy Spirit in. It might be having a conversation with someone at school or at work if they ask a question. So there's a lady that I know who is a Baptist minister, like Lindsay, and she went to a community and she really wanted to tell them about Jesus, and she felt God saying to her, don't tell people about me. Wait for them to ask. I'll just say that again in case you didn't catch it. Don't tell people about me. Wait for them to ask. So maybe in your situations, if you waited, people would ask. And that's a wonderful opportunity, isn't it? If someone's asking you a question rather than you trying to force your religion, force your faith on them. Maybe it might be helping somebody in need, somebody that you know who needs some help. And in that way, they would know that Jesus loves them through your loving actions. And even if people don't really seem to be responding or listening, maybe it's just leaving it up to Jesus and saying, okay, this is too hard. I can't do it on my own, so you've got to help me. And he promises that he will help us. Let's pray together, and then we're going to sing again and carry on worshipping God. Lord, I pray for every person here. I pray that those of us who know you would ask for your Holy Spirit, and then that you'd help us, you'd let you help us. Lord, come to us by your Spirit. Help us as we share our faith with our friends, with our family, with people that we meet. Send your Spirit to us in Jesus' name. Amen.